Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Steven Dutzman, and I am your host. I'm also the founder of EngageFamilyGaming.com. That is a website on the internet where parents like myself and my co-hosts come together to give everyone the information they need to get their family game on. This is also my ride to work. So I want to talk about World of Warcraft today. Specifically, I want to talk about World of Warcraft Classic. Now, if you're not, like, in the loop, which it's very possible that you might not be, as it's been, you know, World of Warcraft is one of those games that has just been around so long that I think people just forget that it exists. And that's not a bad thing. It's just, it's World of Warcraft. It's consistent. It's been around for 15 years. That's a long freaking time. And, It's fading into the background. It's like we just don't talk about, like, the technology of the television, right? Like, we just don't need to, because World of Warcraft is just there. I don't see it stopping anytime soon. It'll definitely make its 20th anniversary. And I would suspect that it'll probably even make 25, largely because it doesn't need an infinite number of players in order to survive. And every time they release an expansion, people come back they come back. There are people that don't play every month, but there are plenty of people that come back for every expansion and play it like a single-player game and then move on. So it's definitely not going to slow down. And realistically, they don't even have the quote-unquote nuclear option, which is to turn it into a free-to-play game, which they absolutely could. I'm sure that they have some of those designs and they talk about some of those things. Like, maybe they could set up free-to-play servers where you can go. But World of Warcraft really is not, it's slowing down as much as it always was, but it's not slowing down forever. It's not slowing down like it's going to shut down imminently is what I mean. But one thing that Blizzard is doing that is an attempt to appeal to a specific crowd is they are releasing what is called World of Warcraft Classic. Now, what that is, more or less, is they are classic servers that are running what is the unexpanded version of the game. What is referred to by fans as vanilla WoW. Now, it's not truly vanilla because it's not, what they're launching is not like the day one version of the game. It is going to be, what they're releasing is the game as it stood kind of right around when the expansion was. They give all the expansions names, or not the expansions, all the different patches names. And one of them was called Drums of Wars 1.12. And that's there. And they are, it is truly the very beginning of the game. It's before Cataclysm, which changed all of the quest lines. It's before flying. It's before a lot of quality of life improvements were around. And they are re-releasing the game in that state and making very few changes to it. Mostly for stability and, I'm sure that there are going to be some user interface changes and things like that. But for the most part, the game is what it was back in the day, right? And this is happening on August 27th. Now, EFG is going to be there. Probably not on launch day, because I'm sure launch day is going to be insane, with all the people that will be giving it a shot, but probably that weekend, which is really kind of the beginning of the school year, which is kind of funny. That weekend we'll probably do some streams where, Evan and I look at it and talk about it, because I played vanilla World of Warcraft. That's when I started, and I will be, we'll probably do like maybe a 12-hour charity stream or something like that, playing old school WoW, where I will build a character and we'll see what we can do. But it is a a really interesting decision. I think it makes sense perfectly. There was a demand, people are asking for it, and Blizzard is at a point now where they really do need to entice people to come back or stay there. And I will say that having World of Warcraft Classic is a, it's another activity that is a fundamentally different game experience. And that's the one thing that I think people are kind of underestimating about the reason that they're doing this. I don't think that Blizzard is intending to have WoW Classic overtake or replace the currently existing WoW. That's not what's going to happen. However, I can absolutely see that there are a lot of casual players who who run out of things to do because the expansions, while they are content rich, it's very easy to just burn through a lot of the content because you gain experience so quickly. And so giving them the opportunity to go back and play through some of that nostalgic experience when they're in between characters, or maybe their guild, maybe their guild will have a old school knight or something like that, right? Like, it gives players an opportunity to do something that is not really a replacement, but a supplement. And I think that is a brilliant move. Like, this extends the life of a subscription because there are plenty of people who maybe they'll sub for another month after they buy an expansion because they want to give it a shot playing an older character. Maybe they won't play them forever, but, you know, if they can extend a person's subscription by a couple of months by adding in this classic server, why not? So, I mean, they're certainly responding to a demand. What I think is really interesting about this is that I really don't think people understand what they are asking for, because 15 years was a long-ass time ago. In game design terms, it was a million years ago. Just a million. Now, some of the things I absolutely loved about the original World of Warcraft experience. I loved 40-man raids. There was nothing as cool as watching 40 people fight a giant monster. Loved it. I loved 40-man raids. So Molten Core was one of my favorite experiences for that. But it was huge, and it was, like, there were sections of the game that took hours in between bosses for no real reason. Trying to kill bosses when you didn't have the gear to actually kill the bosses was madness. And it took, there were fights that took a half hour. And that's just Molten Core, which the reality is not everyone experienced. I was fortunate enough to be able to play, but man, did I miss, did I end up spending a lot of time in there? And yeah, eventually you move through it faster as you get more gear, but my God, guys, it was hard. Very hard. And that's just a rating. Let's talk about the fact that this was a game that was infinitely padded. You really didn't get a lot of experience. Combat was, anytime you changed weapons, you had to, like, regain your weapon skill. You had to, which was meaninglessly complicated. Just all sorts of small, like, there's so many different quality of life improvements that were added into the game to simplify the experience so that you could just kind of go in and enjoy it. How about movement sucks? Waiting until level 40 to get a slow mount that let you move 40% faster. No flying. Not as many flight points. There's all these, like, little changes. How about hunters with no pet storage? and you need an ammo pouch, and you need to craft your own ammunition. Like, are people ready for that? Warlocks with soulstone pouches, and paladins only being for alliance, and shamans only being for horde, which is a thing, right? That made them different. But man, there are a lot of people out there that are clamoring for World of Warcraft to go back and to be able to play vanilla Warcraft, right? The announcement happened, and one of my dear friends, who is a friend of the show, is immediately started messaging about starting up like a guild on a Horde side, one of the servers. That's awesome, right? But I immediately I was like, hey, I'm in, right? And then I was like, you know, how much are any of us really going to be able to play this game? Because, you know, some of those people currently play World of Warcraft, and many of us have other responsibilities, and spending hours upon hours grinding for this game is a little hard to swallow. I might have a little bit of an advantage over some folks because I can stream it, because, you know, Daddy Downtime will be coming back as soon as I can get my computer situation set up. But still, you know, I think this is a situation where a lot of people want this game, but they really don't understand what this game is. And now it's going to be successful almost no matter what, right? You know, however many servers they create, there's not, it's not like they're going to create an infinite number of them. They know the demand. They're going to have stress tests, so they'll be able to keep it going. And they know how to merge servers and have shared servers, things like that. Like, they can figure it all out. But the, man, I don't know if how long it's going to last at the. I don't know how fast the drop off is going to be. I'm sure they're not going to share numbers unless they have to. But the reality is that, man, it's going to be a really crowded and really crazy that first month. And then over time, it's going to drop. Especially after they release on, you know, like, because their plan is to slowly release all of the different content patches up until when they release, up until the last point when they were, are just before they release Burning Crusade. And so there will be content coming for a while and some new stuff and interesting stuff, but I mean, especially once that happens, like, what are they going to do? So it'll be really interesting to see how this all plays out. I personally can't wait to see it. I'm curious what you thought, what your thoughts are too. Like, are you going to play WoW Classic for more than a couple of hours? Is this going to be a supplement to your regular gaming? Do you literally not care? I mean, I'm sure that there are a fair number of people who don't care. Just like I'm sure there are some people who are going to resubscribe to World of Warcraft just so they can play the experience. And more power to them. But I really do think that this is going to be one of those, you ask for something and you forget what it was like. And you underestimate how much you and your tastes have changed. I don't know if I could play World of Warcraft Classic. I don't know. We're going to find out. So, I'm going to share this into the EFG community. Please let me know, what are your thoughts on World of Warcraft Classic, and are you going to play it? I will talk to you all tomorrow. Until next time, don't forget to get your family game on. We'll talk soon. Bye now.